have him acting healthy. He's fun to watch, and he can move. So he's fun to play with, for sure.
What was your impression of the young guys like Jerry Jeudy and T.J. Simmons making some pretty big plays for the second?
No, they're both really good players. Jerry Judy's come in, he's going to make an impact, and T.J. Simmons has put in a lot of work, and it's starting to pay off for him.
It seems like this receiving core is pretty young, but there's no lack of talent. How do you kind of, I know you haven't been here that long, but to be able to help lead this whole group from the tight ends and receivers?
No, I think we've got like a really, really good group, and the older guys start to step up with Calvin and Robert and Cam, and those guys have been here for a little bit. They'll start teaching and leading those younger guys, and it's the tight ends between Hale, me, and Irv, and Major, we're gonna have a really good group as well.
How many multiple packages? You know, just does the ball have in his offense and not?
I mean, we didn't get too fancy this spring. Mm-hmm. We kept it pretty simple: two tight ends, a goal line package, and our one tight end package. Kept it pretty simple.
Okay. How important is Mika to this defense?
I think he's not necessarily to the defense, but to the whole team. Mika's a leader. He's been here a while. He's a really good player, and everybody kind of looks up to him for that.
Sorry to see a little bit from Najee. What kind of player is he being able to come in early and make plays today, obviously?
And obviously he comes in, he's a really good player. And he's fun to watch, great guy, and he works hard. So he's gonna be good.
And then Miller, I know he didn't get to play a lot last year, but he's had a really good spring. Talk about Irv Smith's progress.
You know, Irv's worked really hard, and we knew coming in last year he's gonna be able to help us. He's a really good player, he's tough, he's smart, and he's physical. And so you do those three things, you're getting on the field. He's a good player.
With all the talent you have on offense, do you guys ever talk about how the ball's going to end up getting to everybody? I mean, you've got, you know, five or six really good running backs, four tight ends, five receivers.
You come to a place like this, you're going to have good players all over the field, and he kind of says, do your job, and it'll work out for you. This guy, mm-hmm. coach says, do your job, and if you're happy doing that, then that's kind of what he said where he was before. So everybody does their job, it'll all turn out all right. So.
Not sure how frequently you have to block Terrell Hall, but what's it like going up against his length?
He's a really long guy. Our outside linebackers are long.
Yeah.
And he's made tremendous strides, I think, this spring. Since last year, he's becoming a really good player.
When you see the offense stretch the ball in the passing game, the receivers and tight ends, does that make you excited? Because while they go way over the top, that opens up the middle of the field?
Oh, of course. I mean, throwing the ball down the field makes anybody excited, especially when we're catching them scoring touchdowns. So that's a lot of fun.
I was going to say, I heard you mention earlier, but I was over there, I guess. Just seeing Robert Foster sort of maybe had a down season, maybe still coming back from the injury this past year, I guess. What's it like for him to sort of get back on track this
spring? You know, it's really good. We're all happy. Like, Rob's back. He's got a really good attitude about everything, and he's playing really well. I mean, he's an athletic freak, and he's been playing really well. All the coaches, we're all around him. He's good.
How impressive is it, I guess, that, you know, obviously had to come through that adversity?
You know, he's a guy that's battled through injuries, and now he's come here, and it's his time, and he's going to play well.
And now you've got a chance to kind of fill those shoes. What has O.J. Howard kind of told you about taking the mantle from him now and having a chance to start?
You know, just that one of the biggest things I learned from O.J. was the patience thing. You don't get a whole lot of balls, put your head down and work, and it'll all work out like it's supposed to.
Yeah, what does Brian do as far as route combinations, too, that kind of gets you guys open? You know, it seems like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, routes that are based off of the other routes that kind of get you guys free.
Everything has a complement, so you want to run things, so then you can run another. Mm-hmm. And you kind of go back and forth, you play mind games with the defense a little bit like that. But I think you can only run so many different ways in football. Right. One guy can run straight, the other guy can run, like, in. I mean, you can only do so much.
Sure.
So.
Okay. One more. What about Joe Panunzio? What's your relationship like with him? I know he's come back to the program. Now he's coaching your position.
You know, Coach P's been great to us. I mean, he came in. He's like, guys, I've been all over the place. I got a lot of knowledge, and which he does. We found that really quick. He's super smart. He's been everywhere. And he's just, I'll sit here and I'll do anything for you. So you need me for anything, you tell me. And we all appreciate that a lot. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.